Matthew chapter 26. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these words, that he said to his disciples, You know that in 2 days' time the Passover takes place, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Then the senior priests and the scribes and the elders of the people gathered together in the hall of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and they took counsel as to how to lay hold of Jesus by trickery and kill him. But they said, Not during the festival, so that no uproar takes place among the people. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster box of very costly ointment, and she poured it over his head as he reclined. But when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, and they said, For what purpose is this waste? For this ointment could have been sold for much money, and the proceeds given to the poor. But Jesus was aware of it, and he said to them, Why do you give the woman trouble? For she has done me a good deed. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. For when she poured this ointment on my body, she did it with my embalming in view. Truly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be recounted as a memorial to her. Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the senior priests, and he said, What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you? And they stipulated 30 pieces of silver for him. So from then on, he sought a good opportunity to betray him. On the first day of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and said to him, Where do you wish us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? And he said, Go to the city and to our good friend and say to him, The teacher says, My time is near. At your house I will celebrate the Passover with my disciples. So the disciples did as Jesus commanded them, and they prepared the Passover. By the time evening had come, he was reclining at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, Truly I say to you that one of you will betray me. Then, being very grieved, each one of them went on to say to him, Surely I am not the one, Lord. And he replied and said, It is the one who dips his hand with me in the bowl who will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it stands written about him, but woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for him if that man had not been begotten. And Judas, who would betray him, responded and said, Surely I am not the one, Master. He said to him, You have said it. As they ate, Jesus took the bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and gave some to the disciples, and said, Take it and eat it. This is my body. And he took a cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, and he said, Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will certainly not drink from this produce of the vine from now until that day when I drink it with you anew in the kingdom of my Father. Then they sang hymns and went away to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, All of you will stumble at me this very night, for it stands written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised up, I will go on ahead of you to Galilee. However, Peter answered and said to him, Even if all stumble at you, nevertheless I will never stumble at you. Jesus said to him, Truly, I say to you, that tonight, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, Even if I must die with you, I certainly will not deny you. And all the disciples also spoke likewise. Then Jesus went with them to a locality called Gethsemane. And he said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go away and pray over there." And he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee with him, and he began to be grieved and sorely troubled. Then Jesus said to them, "My soul is deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and be watchful with me." Then when he had come a little nearer, he fell face down and prayed and said, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, but not as I wish, but as you do." And he went to the disciples and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "So did you not have strength to be on the watch for 1 hour with me? Be watchful and pray that you do not enter into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again he went a second time and prayed, and he said, "My Father, if this cup cannot pass from me unless I drink it, your will be done." Then he came back and found them sleeping again, for their eyes were weighed down. And he left them and went away again and prayed for a third time, saying the same thing. Then he went to his disciples and said to them, "Sleep from now on and have a rest. Behold, the hour has drawn near when the Son of Man will be delivered into the hands of sinners. Get up and let's go. Look, he who will betray me has made his way here." And while he was still speaking, along came Judas, one of the 12, and with him there was a large crowd with swords and sticks, coming from the senior priests and elders of the people. Now he who would betray him had given them a sign and had said, "He whom I kiss is the one. Lay hold of him." And immediately he went to Jesus and said, "Hello, Master," and he kissed him profusely. But Jesus said to him, "My friend, what are you here for?" Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. And what happened next was that one of those with Jesus stretched out his hand and unsheathed his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and took off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back in its holder, for all who take up the sword will die by the sword. Or do you think that I could not now call on my Father to supply me with more than 12 legions of angels? But how then are the scriptures to be fulfilled, if that is the way it must come about?" At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds, "Have you come out as against a robber, with swords and sticks, to lay hold of me? I used to sit with you every day, teaching in the temple, but you did not seize me. But all this took place so that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples left him and fled. But those who had seized Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and elders were gathered. However, Peter followed him from a distance, as far as the hall of the high priest, and he went in and sat with the attendants to see how this would end. Now the senior priests and elders, and the whole of the Sanhedrin council, were looking for a false testimony against Jesus, so that they might put him to death. But they did not find any. Even with many false witnesses coming forward, they did not find any. But eventually, two false witnesses came forward and said, "He said, 'I can demolish the sanctuary of God and build it within 3 days.'" And the high priest stood up and said to him, "Do you not give any answer? What is it that these men testify against you?" But Jesus remained silent. Then the high priest reacted and said to him, "I adjure you by the living God to tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "It is as you have stated, but I say to you, in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his coat apart and said, "He has blasphemed. Why do we still need witnesses? Look, you have now heard his blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered and said, "He is liable to the death penalty." Then they spat in his face and beat him, and some struck him on the face, and they said, prophesy to us, O Christ? Who is it that struck you?" But Peter was sitting outside in the hall, and a certain maidservant came up to him and said, "You too were with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied it in the presence of all of them, and said, "I don't know what you're saying." And when he had gone out to the gate, another maidservant saw him, and said to those who were there, "This man was also with Jesus the Nazarene." And again he denied it under an oath, and said, "I do not know the man." And after a short while, those who were standing around came forward and said to Peter, "Truly, you too are one of them, for even your dialect gives you away." Then he began to curse and swear, saying, "I do not know the man." And immediately the cock crowed. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus, who had said to him, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times." And he went out and wept bitterly.